感谢同学们学习吉米老师的课程。更多免费课程，大家可以关注微信公众号“随时随课”，随时的随，时间的时，课程的课，随时随课。我在这里陪大家一起学好英语。
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to this new episode, and I'm Jimmy. 欢迎来到随时练英语。刚刚上映的《加勒比海盗5》是继续着西方的海盗传奇，已然成为自己的一种文化。那对于我们广大加勒比迷来说啊，在《加勒比海盗3》当中，一定有一个形象我们非常的熟悉，那就是出现了一位中国女海盗。那么这位海盗啊，正是西方史上非常有名的一位女海盗王，被西方人尊为 Madam Chang 郑夫人。这位隐没在中国野史却在海外声名远扬的女海盗，任何一本研究海盗史的书都不会漏掉她。那么今天我们就一起来了解一下这位海盗的传奇人生。
Qingxi wasn't just a powerful pirate captain, she was also one of the most badass women in history.
Mistress Qing!
With her adopted son turned husband, Zheng Pozai, she had control over 1,500 ships and 80,000 pirates, which makes her pirate army one of the biggest naval armies in history.Together, they plundered ships and towns all through the South China Sea.
Shipwreck Cove is a fortress. A well-supplied fortress.
Eventually, the desperate government offered her amnesty in exchange for peace. So she retired from piracy and started running a casino instead.
Chen Shi wasn't just a powerful pirate captain. She was also one of the most badass women in history.Mistress Qing. With her adopted son turned husband, Cheng Baocai, she had control over 1,500 ships and 80,000 pirates, which makes her pirate army one of the biggest naval armies in history. Together, they plundered ships and towns all through the South China Sea. Shipwreck Cove is a fortress, a well-supplied fortress.Eventually, the desperate government offered her amnesty in exchange for peace, so she retired from piracy and started running a casino instead.
这位中国的女海盗啊，在中国来说很少有人知道啊，甚至是野史上也很少有记载。她的原名叫做郑十氏，那么也被称为郑一嫂。那么郑一嫂啊，这个人她不仅是一个强大的海盗队队长，她也是历史上非常强悍彪悍的这么一位女性。那么郑十氏她是如何当上女海盗的呢？那么这还要归功于她的丈夫。她的丈夫呢，本身也就是一名海盗，当年对她是一见倾心啊，就被郑十氏的美貌给迷上了，因此呢就娶她为妻。那后来呢，由于天不遂人愿呢，丈夫也去世了。后来呢，她的一位养子叫张宝仔，后来就成为了她的现任丈夫。那么因此呢，她也就控制了有1500多艘船只以及80,000名海盗，这是一个相当大的数量了。所以说呢，他的海盗军队呢就成为了史上规模最大的海军之一。那么后来呢，他们就在中国南海一带啊 ,South China Sea 这一带啊一起是掠夺大量的船只和城镇。但是据历史记载啊，郑十氏领导的这帮海盗是非常的有素养，应该可以说是史上最有素养的海盗之一了。他们有着非常严格的规定，比如说不能随意的烧杀抢劫，不准侮辱女性等等一些非常人性化的条例。那么郑一嫂在剧中的一句台词就是，沉船煤矿是一个堡垒，是一个供应非常充足的一个堡垒，因为他自身的实力太过于强大，政府很难把他拿下来。所以说最终啊，绝望的清政府呢，为了求和保太平，所以说后来就赦免了他。那么他也从此啊金盆洗手，不再干海盗这一行，那么就后来就开启了一家赌场，晚年呢就过着平静的生活。下面我们先来看一下今天的词汇大师。 Badass 桀骜不驯的人，强悍的，令人敬仰的。 Badass 这个词呢，最早是一个很不文雅的一个词，难登大雅之堂，但后来呢语言也不断的发生变化，到现在呢 Badass 这个词可以用来形容令人敬仰的人或者是事物，非常强悍的。 Naval Army 海军。 Plunder 掠夺抢劫。 Fortress 要塞堡垒。那我们前面说到了，由于郑一嫂的实力实在是太强，所以说清政府呢只有跟他求和，并且呢要赦免他，大赦。 那么赦免这个词呢，在英文中我们就可以用 amnesty 来表示。 Amnesty 一般常指对政治犯的一个赦免。 For example, the government granted an amnesty to all political prisoners. 政府赦免了所有政治犯。那么之所以郑一嫂的实力如此之强大，是因为呢，她手上掌控了1500多只船只和80000名的海盗。那么掌控、控制这个词呢，我们就可以用 control, control over something, 对什么什么的控制。那么动词我们可以选择用 have. For example, she doesn't have any control over that child. It's embarrassing. 她管不了那孩子，这太糟了。下面我们一起来学习连读发音，做到像美国人一样。第一句， Cheng Shi wasn't just a powerful pirate captain, she was also one of the most badass women in history. Miss Cheng. 那么在这里呢，我们首先要注意一个词， powerful, powerful. 那么中间的双元音呢，发音的时候嘴巴要张得稍微饱满一些，要大一些。 Ow, powerful. That's right, powerful. 下一个词， pirate, 海盗， pirate.那么注意，其实中间的 R 发了两次，在英音当中会发 pirate, 美音中会发 pirate. One of the most badass, one of the most, one of the most. 那这里我们经常把一些 one of the most 这样的一些最高级前面加上 one of 当作一个一群来读，那么在读的时候呢，整体都要进行弱读。首先 one of 之间要连读 one of, one of, the most 两个词都要弱读 the most, one of the most, one of the most.One of the most badass women in history. 第二句， With her adopted son turned husband Cheng Baocai, she had control over 1,500 ships and 80,000 pirates, which makes her private army one of the biggest navy armies in history. 在第二句当中呢，首先注意一个词， control, 掌控、掌握， control. 这个词我们要注意分两部分，第一部分音节呢发作 can, can.Control, like computer, 也是一样的。Control, 那么后半部分这个 troll, troll 在发音的时候发完了，要往口腔回收一点，这个音才能出来。Troll, control, that's right, control. One of the biggest, 同样跟前面一样，也要当作一群来读，整体要弱读。One of the biggest, one of the biggest. Naval, 这个词的尾音注意 L.L 的发音跟我们上次讲的一样，像 million 的发音一样，也是舌尖要抵到上齿龈，抵一下 naval, naval. 第三句， Together, they plunder ships and towns all through the South China Sea. Shipwreck coal is a fortress, a well-supplied fortress. 那么首先呢，注意第一个词就是 through 这个介词 through. 那么这个音呢非常好懂，但是发音的时候没有那么容易，就要注意 th 这个音呢在这里发清辅音，发 th, th, 发音时啊，舌尖要抵在上齿和下齿之间，注意舌尖出来就好了，舌身不要出来，抵在上齿下齿之间，轻轻的咬舌，这个音就完美的呈现 th, through, through, 注意后半部分 through, 连起来 through, all through the South China Sea. Shipwreck, 注意这里的 w 是没有发音的，所以发作 shipwreck,Shipwreck coal, coal, L 的音还是一样的。Shipwreck coal is a fortress, fortress, well-supplied fortress. 第四句， Eventually, the desperate government offered an amnesty in exchange for peace, so she retired from privacy and started running a casino instead. 首先注意第一个词， eventually, eventually. 首先重音呢是在第二个音节 v, eventually.Eventually, 其次呢，后面的 eventually, eventually, 我们很多同学呢很难把这个音发得非常的到位，就是在于后面的这个 eventually, eventually, the desperate 省略不要了 ，government 同样也省略 ，the desperate government offered her h 省略不要的连到后面去 ，offered her amnesty.In exchange for peace, in exchange, 连一下 for peace, peace, 字母组合 EA 发紧元音，所以说要拉得长一些 for peace. So she retired, so she, 这里读得非常弱 So she retired from privacy and started running a, 连起来 running a casino instead. 下面我们一起跟读模仿 Cheng Shi wasn't just a powerful private captain. She was also one of the most badass women in history.
Mistress Ching. With her adopted son turned husband, Cheng Bao Tai, she had control over 1,500 ships and 80,000 pirates, which makes her pirate army one of the biggest naval armies in history. Together, they plunder ships and towns all through the South China Sea. Shipwreck of Coal is a fortress, a well-supplied fortress. Eventually, the desperate government offered her amnesty in exchange for peace, so she retired from piracy and started running a casino instead. Congratulations! Thanks for you guys for made it so far and be a part of it.
恭喜大家能够坚持到这一步，并且坚持每天进行提交作业。那么今天呢，大家可以在我们的后台进行语音作业回复。
Alright, thanks for joining me today, and I'll see you guys next time. Have a good day!